Hi, this is Natalie from Bloomington, Indiana, and you're listening to the Weekly Pour Podcast with TBT and Ace.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Sean Thomas.
I'm Jake.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Kara.
And we're from Destin, Florida.
Listening to the Weekly Pour Podcast with TBT and Ace.
What's up, guys? It is TBT and Ace. Welcome to episode 11 of the Weekly Pour Podcast. It is Tuesday. It is 80-some degrees outside. It's 82 here in our domain of Indiana. It is hotter than shit out there.
It feels a lot hotter than 82.
This is the hottest 82 I have felt since the last time it was a hot 82.
Man, I've not had a hot 82 in a long time.
Oh, no kidding. It's like hot in the shade. Okay, that was like a bad plug. But anyway, welcome to the latest episode of the Weekly Pour. We kicked it off with a couple of fan emails that we got. We've put this out on our social media asking you to be a part of this if you want to be a part and hear your own voice. Email us an audio clip of you telling us who you are, where you're from, and that you're giving us a listen. Check out our Instagram. It is up on there, a little bit of info. We want you to take those and email them to us at theweeklypourpodcast@gmail.com. We get some of those in. We'll put you on the air, and we'll hear you as well. I guess it's on the air. We'll put you on the tape, because that's what we do, is we record on tape. Being the Weekly Pour, I will kick it off with the fact that this week I am pouring some Michter Small Batch. Good stuff. If you've never had Michter's, go try it out. This is not one of the most expensive bottles. I've got a Michter's 10 up over there, but that was not going to come out for tonight because I actually wanted to make it through the entire podcast because I would just bottle chug that one. It's good. How's your week been, Ace?
Doing pretty good. Had a busy day, busy week already.
And
I know you're busy.
You're owed a congratulations, because did you not just have a daughter graduate?
I did.
Fantastic.
We're thrilled. She finally made it.
Now, is this the last one to graduate?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
I graduated high school.
Am I delayed in your ears?
Just a little bit.
Okay, because every time I stop talking, it seems like you're still waiting for me to say something.
It's because we're so far apart.
Yeah, in thousands of hundreds of tens of miles.
We had this issue last week, and it seemed to fix itself. But
well, let's hope it does again this week. If not, suck it up, and I guess we'll just keep on rolling.
But yeah, that was the last one to graduate high school, and then she's got 4 years of college, we hope, and see how that goes, but yeah, she made it.
Does she know she's going to college?
Yeah, she does.
I mean, that's important. They need to know that too.
We actually just looked at a car for her today to drive down. So
nice. Is she going? She going south to school or south in Indiana?
Southwest Indiana.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna narrow that down to probably Evansville area.
You nailed it.
Excellent. That's awesome. USI?
Yep.
Good school. I know a couple people that have went there. She'll have a good time. What does she want to do when she grows up?
She's doing a physical therapy assistant.
Okay.
Program, I believe that's what it is. So a physical therapy assistant program.
So unlike you and unlike me, she actually knows what she wants to be when she grows up.
Right. I still don't know.
Yeah.
We
still haven't figured this out.
No. No.
You know, you and I talk throughout the week, and I know it's only Tuesday for us as we're recording this. And it's been a busy day. It's been a busy week so far. And one of the things we do is we kind of compare notes and like, hey, I'm going to bring this up when we record, or, you know, hey, we need to make sure we talk about this, that, or whatever. It's been a very slow week of news, music, movies. I mean, you name it. It's been very slow. Unfortunately, and I want to let you take this one, but unfortunately there was some crappy news on the music front.
You're right. It has been slow, surprisingly slow, but that's all right. We always find something to talk about.
Sure.
And this week, sadly, the original bass player for Bon Jovi, Alec John Such, passed. He was 70, I think is what it said, 70
Yeah.
years old. And strangely enough, he had left the band, I'm not sure exactly how long ago, 20, 25 years ago, but he kind of dropped off the grid. Like he didn't form another band. He didn't work for somebody else. He kind of just went and did his own thing, whatever that would be.
Yeah, it's like he was
But
just living off those Bon Jovi royalties and didn't want to do anything else.
sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they made enough money touring in the 80s that you could do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, sadly enough, he passed, and John Bon Jovi released a nice statement talking about basically the legacy of his role in the band. And what I didn't know, and what I found out just reading that little statement from John, was that Alec was actually integral in finding Tico and Richie Sambora and bringing them
Okay.
to John's attention to get him into that band.
Now, does he and I don't know if you know, does he have any of the writing credit for any of the songs? Like solely his that he did?
I don't think so. The only other credit I've ever seen besides John and Richie has been David Bryan, the keyboard player.
Right.
I would have to dig into the archives a bit of their discography, but I don't think he was known for writing. He actually didn't play on most of their stuff. He was more of a he was the face of Bon Jovi as the bass player, and he toured. But Hugh McDonald is the one that did all the session work,
Okay, that's a lot like Tim
at least by
Gaines
the
at
time
Stryper.
"Slippery When Wet" came out. Oh, really?
Yeah, Tim Gaines was the same thing. He
Or
was like
Fred Curry
the
from
face of
Cinderella.
Stryper on your album covers or whatever, but he didn't play a whole lot on the actual albums.
Right, and like Fred Curry of Cinderella, we've talked about him before,
Right.
not playing drums really on the records. That was other people. And it's nothing against Alec John Such or any of those guys. It's sometimes the producer will help. Half of the time, Kiss didn't play on a lot of things just because the producer said, well, this guy might be better
Sure.
for what we're trying to do. I'm not sure anyone took any offense to it at all. It's just that's the way it is sometimes.
Right, exactly. I think I was reading earlier they were talking about he was only 70. There's no foul play expected. He was asleep, whatever, got up to go to the bathroom. Ask his friend, whoever the friend is, that's irrelevant, does not matter. But ask his friend to help him get up in bed because I don't know. I guess he was frail. Maybe he was just getting old. Old age or whatever. Needed help to
Right.
get back in bed. And then the next that morning, daylight or whatever is when he was found and had unfortunately passed.
They didn't release a cause of death yet, right? I haven't seen one.
No, I haven't seen anything other than. What I just said, no foul play expected, and it appears
Right.
as though he died of natural causes.
And the interesting thing, beyond a lot of what we just talked about, was he was older. He and Tico were the two oldest in that band, and I think I read where Alec was 31 when
Right.
he got in that band, and one of the reasons stated, and of course, when people leave bands, there's a million reasons that are stated, but one that was stated was I think he even said he was 43 by that point, and he was kind of just over it,
Yeah.
Which I can imagine, some of these guys go until they're, well, in their 60s or 70s, but,
Yeah. As
sometimes
we
at
have mentioned many
43,
times on this podcast.
right. Sometimes at 43, you're kind of just wanting to do something different.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sucks. Again, we're back to talking about, the bands that we listen to and here's somebody else that was an integral part of what we remember of you know, this band back in the 80s, and, you know, now he's gone. Sucks, but, you know, like everybody else, we'll move on, keep on trucking, and Bon Jovi's going to keep on trying to sing.
Right. If they can fix that problem, they'll probably do something else down the road.
Yeah, no kidding. In sappier news, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a, you know, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, they're all coming up very soon for their tour. I see Joan Jett sitting there behind you. Did you notice, and did you see, and I can tell by the look on your face that you have, the photo of what we remember 1986-87 CC DeVille and the CC DeVille of like a week ago? I wish I had it to put up on here.
Yeah, if you can, if you haven't seen it, you need to pull up CC DeVille 2022 or whatever, because he does not look like any version of CC DeVille you would ever remember. He looks like he's auditioning for, as you said earlier, even the Game of Thrones, or I said maybe a serial killer movie or something.
Yeah, like he's gonna play in the next, you know, I don't know. But I mean, looked at it and I was like, holy crap.
He's got the big long beard going, and got the long brown hair. He's not glammed out. He's not teased up. He doesn't look like Joe Pesci. So
now, see, I think he still kind of does, but just Joe Pesci with some facial hair.
I don't think it's a bad look. It's just not what I was expecting.
So I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for this. Nor do I really give a shit. I'm going to give credit to whoever took this picture. So whoever took this picture, you have total credit, but I'm going to pull this photo up.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you did.
Cause and, take a look at that. Right there. That is the CC DeVille of like 2 weeks ago.
I think he's a Viking.
Yeah. It's like, that's it. It's the new Vikings show. I mean, right here, this is what we're used to. This is what it like. Where's the numbers underneath the mugshot? You know, yeah, that's my question. I mean, I dig it. I guess Nikki Six dug it too. He tweeted something to the effect of, you know, sweet beard, bro, or nice beard. Looking forward to seeing everybody. You know, something like
that. He's like, I'm bringing mine too. I think he said, I'm bringing my beard too, or something.
Right. One more time. CC DeVille on the right, CC DeVille on the left. The dude on the left, I'm not fucking with.
No.
The guy on the right, I'm having a drink or two with, or five, a dozen. The dude over there, nope. Not messing with him. Not messing with him at all. And we take this podcast and we upload it to YouTube. This is the one that's going to get flagged because we use somebody's picture. YouTube, please, just let it fly. I told you I didn't take the picture. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to www.itookthispicture.com. I don't know. But don't bash us because of this picture. We're fans. You know, we're proud that he didn't appear to need, you know, like hair dye like we do.
No, and he didn't appear like he had a lot of plastic surgery either. Like, yeah. maybe the singer in the band.
Hey, Joe Pesci. I still see it. I still see it.
One thing I also read in relation to that article was they were saying that his guitar playing is actually better than it has been in years. Like, he's taking it to another level.
One word. Sober.
Hey, you're right. He's been sober for a long time.
Yeah, I don't mean that as a joke as much as, you know, I want to mean that as a joke. But CC DeVille, sober, I think is going to surprise a lot of people. yeah, they're going to play the same songs that they always play, the stuff that hit the radio. So you may not hear anything different. But being their second build on the card, you may get a guitar solo. And maybe if other people take notice that CeCe DeVille is sober, playing the best that he ever has, maybe he'll get a couple minutes to just throw some stuff out there. I mean, I would want that for my band member if I knew that, you were just trash for, however many years playing all this stuff. And now you're like, damn, you're kind of kicking ass. It may have been a few episodes ago. I think I mentioned that CeCe DeVille was the one who did the guitar solo for Cherry Pie by Warrant.
Right.
I don't remember if that was just guys, you and I talking, or if we mentioned it on the podcast.
I can't remember.
But that's one of those where it was just like a jamming and having a good time, and he's just, he's just being CeCe. But what if his sober playing is like some of the best shit we've ever heard, and then all of a sudden we get a CeCe DeVille solo record of nothing but just bluesy guitar stuff? I'd buy it.
Well, he'd have to invite Benny Vincent over to help shred with him, because they both like to shred a lot.
Sure.
And what's Benny doing?
Yeah, he's got time.
He's got time. But still, I think Poison always sounds good.
Yeah.
And Joan Jett is going to sound good. I think Leopard always sounds good. I think the level of this show is going to get better and better as they go. And it's going to be on Motley Crue to really, really prove themselves. Maybe not prove themselves, that's a strong word, but take it up a notch.
I'm going to break it down even more. It's going to be up to Vince.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
I mean, plain because and simple, it's going to be on Vince.
Because nothing anybody does, Joan Jett or Bret Michaels, their stuff still sounds good because they're not in the stratosphere that Vince Neil was for so long. And Joe Elliott has been able to manage his vocals to where he can get up there when he needs to. I saw some video the other day of Vince, and it might be the worst video I've ever seen of him singing. And it was just from a few years ago.
Okay, I was going to ask you, how recent was it?
It was not that long ago, maybe the last tour.
Oh, wow.
And he was huffing and puffing and just out of breath. The point that someone made about this was that part of the problem is his weight. They had said they saw Queensryche with Jeff Tate, and Jeff had put on some weight and sounded really, really bad.
Right.
So they're thinking that maybe he's losing it or something. And then a few years later, he's lost weight. He's in shape. He's ready to go. He sounds amazing because all that weight's off his chest and he can push out of his lungs like you should be able to. Vince has not been in good shape in a long time.
Long time, yeah.
Well, there may be some merit to it.
Look at not singers by any means, but look at Razor Ramon. Look at Jake the Snake Roberts. Couldn't breathe, mm-hmm. Couldn't walk around, couldn't do anything. They get into better shape. Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, he's back in the ring a little bit, obviously prior to his death, but.
Prior to his death, yeah.
Getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, but it's because they've actually made differences in their life and are able to do these things. I fully believe that it's got a lot to do with that. I mean, plus carrying all that extra weight, we see it daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's
we do it to ourselves.
Sure, absolutely, because we get accustomed to it. It's not something that happens overnight. This is something that happens over progression. And it's like, oh, okay, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just a little out of breath. Well, think about what else it may be, and now we're here we are as, we're doctors now giving advice. Don't be a fat ass. Do a little bit of exercise, save your voice, and yeah, I don't know. Is Motley Crue and Def Leppard, are they going to flip-flop who's headlining?
I think that's what I heard. I did think I heard that.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't sure because I know everything I see, it's got, you know, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett. But I've not seen anything that's Motley Crue, Def Leppard, so on and so forth.
No, I think I've heard they're going to change every night.
Okay.
To see who gets advantage of the dark for their show.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you want. You want that beautiful darkness so all the lights can be lit up and it looks really good. And
exactly. You know,
sounds really good.
Yeah. My daughter, who lives south, she went to a concert recently. One that I would not expect her to go to. She goes to this concert and she messages me the next day later somewhere, something like that. And she was like, this was one of the coolest concerts I've ever been to. I thought it was awesome. And this person sounded awesome and did such a good job. I knew who it was and I was kind of shocked, not shocked that this person put on a good concert, but I guess more shocked that my daughter liked it because it's not her typical type of music. But she went and seen Tim McGraw in an amphitheater. She went to, I want to say she went to Orange Beach, Alabama, to see this. And she said, oh, it was so good. You know, he did a good job. Yeehaw. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That's not my cup of tea. But, you know, this is also after she got done watching, you know, all the episodes of 1883 that, you know, that Tim McGraw was in with Faith Hill and
not that they needed help with their career, but that probably didn't hurt.
No, I doubt they were going broke, you know, but she went to it. So, you know, we talk about these concerts and then I was pissed off because no more than a month, maybe a few weeks later, she had the opportunity to go see Steel Panther.
And?
Did not go. And then, this is 3 weeks ago, she has the opportunity to go see Striper. And she didn't go. So I'm a pissed off father. You know, she gives me this excuse. You know, I had to work. Whatever. You know, there's always ways to get out of work. Blame us. We'll email you guys a get out of work free email. We will type it up and say that on behalf of TBT and Ace, you are excused for one night of work due to your mental health and your need to recharge and plug in with what you need in your life, which is Steel Panther and Striper. Or any other band, for that matter. Good grief!
You're talking about being pissed off.
You're
my daughter that just graduated. Her boyfriend's dad, as a graduation present, bought them tickets to the stadium tour. So yeah. So they're going to the stadium tour, and then her boyfriend turned around and bought Pat Benatar tickets.
What?
Yeah, for both of them.
So he knows who Pat Benatar is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been raised right.
I was going to say either he's been raised right or he's 50.
No. His dad is of course, our age. And
not 50, his rock by the music. Way. Not 50.
Not only that, he's going to go to, now the boyfriend, not my daughter, going to Elton John in Nashville, I think.
Okay. I've got
he's a big Elton John fan.
That's awesome. There's a buddy of ours that, I'll tell you who it is off the air if you don't know who it is, but he is going to Chicago, I think, next month for a concert that he has never been to. But he had the opportunity, and he is driving up just to go see Duran Duran.
Oh, I think I talked to him just the other day, and I think he mentioned this.
Okay, yeah, and I was like, oh, man, I bet that's going to be a good show.
Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't my cup of tea back in the day because it was like, you know, that's what all the girls liked. You know, they liked Duran Duran and Pet Shop Boys and you know, all that stuff. When I was sitting there trying to still get, you know, Twisted Sister and Theater of Pain from Motley Crue and looking at all the Madonna videos because she didn't wear much. But, you know, right. Hey, if I had the opportunity, like now, to go see Duran Duran or Pet Shop Boys or A-ha, I'd probably go, because I mean, you pull up stuff on YouTube and you listen to these guys and it's like, holy crap, they kind of sound better now than they did back in the 80s. And they're, you know, they're pushing 60, 70 years old.
Yeah. I've not heard anything from those bands recently, but like, I think I mentioned,
oh, you got a YouTube. A week.
Yeah. Duran Duran has a new record out.
Yeah.
I think, I was in junior high when they were big and, I couldn't escape it. So the Reflex and Hungry Like the Wolf and those things were, you know, all I had was a radio. So
yeah,
I didn't have a lot of choice at times. So I grew up listening to quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
That was like the same time period that I don't know what birthday it was, but one of my parents' friends thought it would be a good idea to get me a birthday present. So they did. They got me a cassette tape. And when I got the cassette tape, I was like, oh, thanks. You know, this is awesome. I had no idea who it was. Took it to my room, put it in my tape recorder. And I was like, this sucks. You know, these are like, this is like devil music or something. You know, this was my first, I got baptized that night into heavy metal. What I thought was heavy metal. And it was the Theater of Pain by Motley Crue. It was that cassette tape. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. I still remember the guy. He's still alive. He's around. And to this day, he was the first one to introduce me to metal. At least metal as it was when in 80, 85, I guess, 84, 85, somewhere around there. And I was waking up and happy birthday. Oh, cool. Thanks. I don't know who this is. But the album cover scares me to death, and it's just, you know, the happy face and a sad face. But he's got a pentagram, and when I put it on, it sounds like I'm going to die. But here we are, many, many lifetimes later, and we're not dead.
No, and we're still talking about
it. Yeah, we're still talking about metal music, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I got to complain. One of the things that Ace and I decided when we thought about doing this whole podcast is that we were not going to get political. We're not worried about who you voted for, who we voted for, what you think about the border, what you don't think about the border. We don't give a shit about any of that. You know, we all listen to music, we watch movies, we bleed red, except for you aliens, but hola, ashamana, anahinikal. But the one thing that was hello in alien-ish, by the way, but I want a bitch. Live long and prosper, if that's what it is. We got to get our buddy Kyle on there. He would have known that. And he probably would have answered me because I'm sure that was like Klingon or something.
He speaks Klingon.
He does, fluently. I want a bitch about gas prices.
Well, it's your God-given American right to bitch about gas prices. So it doesn't have to be political.
34th Amendment, thou shalt always have good gas prices.
Yeah. So wherever you're at listening to this, and I'm sure your gas prices are as terrible as ours, because we're over $5 a gallon in some places, right? Yeah. Locally, just right here.
Yeah.
It's insane. And we don't have near the taxes on our gas that some other states do. California, New York State, places like that. I can't even imagine. I know California's over 10 in some spots, right?
I haven't heard that.
I thought I heard that they were up over 10 in some
spots.
Holy
shit. I would hope not, but I mean, good grief. I'm just sick of it. I mean, yeah, it's my fault that I drive a freaking V8 Hemi. Yeah, that's my fault. But when I bought the V8 Hemi. Yeah,
you bought it before
gas prices were over $5. I have a mower. My mower takes, it's a 9-gallon tank. 9 gallons.
Okay.
That's $45 just to mow my flipping grass.
So more than $6 for a gallon of gas across California, one station is at $9.60 a gallon. So I'm not far off.
Holy crap.
What if you put like premium in your tank?
I had to. That's horrible.
Yeah. Gas is near $10 a gallon in California. Yeah. In
well, some, and some let places. Me bring up the Hemi again. I talk about, you know, driving a V8 Hemi. If you read the owner's manual, it says to put premium in.
Right. A lot of cars say not premium,
mid-grade. So you've got that mid-grade, but still, that's insane.
Well, and imagine if you were a small business owner and maybe had 3 or 4 trucks that you had to fill. You know, it's a small business. You got a small little trucking company, and you got to fill those trucks. Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Are you going out of business?
Yeah. What's going to happen with the postal service? Where,
right. What's a stamp now? I don't even know who buys stamps, but
yeah. Is my Amazon Prime going to be, you know, 4 days and you get your shit delivered because, you know, they're trying to conserve?
That drone delivery system they're developing is starting to sound pretty good.
No kidding.
You know, just fly the package over my house and drop it on my head.
What's one of the food things, like Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Drone me a Big Mac. Drop that shit right out my window. Don't hit the dogs. But, yeah.
Do you hold out a net?
Yeah.
You know, hold out a net so like this. And
you're in an area now, like, again, as we've mentioned a few times, I used to live very close to you, and we were able to get pizza delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine getting pizza delivered and giving like a $2, $3 tip when the dude just, you know, just spent $5 on a gallon just to bring it to you.
Right.
And no wonder these places can't keep delivery drivers. It doesn't pay. I mean, no pun intended, but it doesn't pay.
You know, you can make money on this stuff, but it's going to be harder to make money when you're, you know, having to fill your tank just to deliver food, you know, all over the county or all over the city or wherever you live. Yeah, it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is. I don't know the answer. I don't have an answer per se that. You know, for the short term anyway.
Right.
I don't know what would fix it in the short term. I don't know when it'll get fixed, but it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's
easily the worst that I can remember in, I don't know, quite a few years. I do remember it was 1990, we'll call it 96 or 97. Fuel prices were up nowhere near what they are right now. But fuel prices were up, fuel demand was high, supply was low. Even military ships were being told, hey, if it's not an emergency, don't go. This was back when I was serving. We were told, if there's not an emergency, you're not going to get underway just to go do training. You can train at the dock. You're not going to go mm-hmm. underway just to burn holes in the water. You can do that at the dock. So we were conserving fuel by not getting underway, and which meant that we had to get a waiver for our hours, because on a ship, you have certain hours that you're supposed to get. You know, we have to get, we'll say 1500 a year, 1500 hours a year underway, floating, you know, in the big waters, doing your thing. But, since we told you that you can't get underway, we're going to waive that, you know. And when it starts affecting things like your military, your first responders, your police, your second responders, like your firefighters, I just started a fight right there. But when it starts affecting things like that, you know, something's got to be done. Again, I'm not going to get political on that. We don't have the answers. If we had the answers, we wouldn't be recording a podcast every Tuesday. We'd be sitting in you know, piles of money counting it because we had, you know, the answer to everything. But something's got to give. Something has just got to give.
Well, my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's in college, just to fill her tank, $73. And she had just got paid that day from her part-time job. And she's a poor little college student. And it cost her $73 to fill her tank. And, you know, that's a college student. You and I have jobs.
Sure.
And we've been through this stuff before, and we hate it. But we'll persevere. But, my gosh, the shock for someone like her, for something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It really is.
And right here is where we could take a hard left or a hard right and get extremely political when, you know, there's money going other places instead of taking care of gas and all that. But whatever. We're not going to get into that. But I just wanted to put that out there. Gas prices suck. It sucks for you. It sucks for me. It sucks for everybody listening, unless you are a devoted bicycle rider, which if you are, I hope you're listening to this on your bicycle as you're going to work. There's a little bicycle horn for you. You know, it's horrible. It sucks. I'm glad that I don't live an hour away from where I work because...
Oh, no kidding.
I couldn't imagine. You know, I used to back in, I don't know, when I lived in Florida, I lived an hour away from where I worked, but we carpooled. No big deal. Gas was also not $5 a gallon. You know, but I can't imagine doing that now. It's ridiculous. I'm drilling actually in my backyard right now.
Yeah, right. That's what we all need to do.
Yeah, my husky is on one side looking for moles, and my shepherd and Great Pyrenees are on the other side digging for oil.
And you're hoping one of them finds something because at least you'll get rid of the mole.
None of them have found shit. No, nobody. So it's not going well. But moving on from gas prices, I didn't really have a whole lot more that I wanted to talk about. But last week I was all hyped up on Obi-Wan Kenobi. The day after,
I remember.
Did you watch?
No, not yet. I've not watched.
What the hell?
It's more fun to watch you enjoy the show.
Okay, all right. So we recorded last Wednesday, didn't we? Were we not day late?
Yes.
So we were a day late. I'm pretty sure I had watched the episode by then, and it was great, and it's still good. Today's Tuesday. The next episode comes out tomorrow, and I can't wait. Another show that's came out recently that I wasn't aware of because I just didn't give a shit at the time was Stranger Things. Season 4, I think, is what we're in.
I believe so.
I remember watching season 1, and I watched season 2, and I reluctantly watched season 3. It was okay. You know, my daughter, she was still at the house. She made me watch it. And then she sent me a text last week, I think Thursday, and said, "Have you watched any of season 4 of Stranger Things?" And I was like, "No, why would I?" And she's like, "You need to give it another try." So I watched the first episode, followed by the second, third, fourth, and the next day watched the fifth and sixth. And now I'm hung up on that freaking show again. If you lost interest in Stranger Things, give it another shot because season 4 is pretty badass.
So they've righted the ship because I know
they have. Yeah.
They lost the thread a little bit.
Well, they went way off course.
Yeah, from what I've read.
Yeah, and now it's back. I want to say it's split into like, not two seasons, but like two. It's split in two, and I'm pretty sure we've got episodes 1 through 6. I think I might have to look it up. I want to say we've got episodes 1 through 6. That you can watch right now, but then the next episodes are going to be released July 1st. I believe. So let me.
That's really interesting. They're doing it that way. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. The first, okay, two volumes is what they're calling it. Two volumes. First released May 27th, and the second to be released on July the 1st. I don't know why they're doing it. I haven't looked up why they're doing it. Okay, there were 7 episodes in the first half or whatever, and everything I can find, there are only 2 episodes, 2, in this second half or this second part. I don't know why we go from 7 to 2. I hope they're 4 hours long each episode, you know, to make up for it. Maybe there's going to be a shit ton of, you know, surprises or something, but it was well worth it. I applaud my daughter for telling me to go ahead and give it another shot. And then I believe on Apple TV or Apple Plus, whatever their streaming service is, they had a series called For All Mankind.
Right. Okay.
For All Mankind, if I'm not mistaken, was obviously based on the space race. Space race, or was it? Let me look again. This is For All Mankind, American science fiction drama streaming television series. I'm pretty sure this made.
Dude, Ronald Moore is involved in this?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay, I had him confused. This is the one where they, what would happen if the global space race had never ended? And they had historical figures, you know, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, all that. Well, the first season came out in 2019 and 10 episodes long. And then the second episode, or I'm sorry, second season was February 19th of 2021. And I just heard, and I don't know how true this is yet, that season 3 is coming out Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm pretty excited about. And I got a text from a buddy of ours, the same one that's going to see Duran Duran. And he said, did you see that season? He said season 2. I'm pretty sure he meant 3. That For All Mankind starts Friday. And I looked it up and I was like, holy crap. This was an awesome show. If you're into the whole space thing, you know, a lot of people aren't anymore because we don't have much of a space program anyway, and it's kind of went by the wayside. But I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to give me something kind of a little bit more to watch this weekend. I just got rid of a couple recliners that somebody is coming to pick up on Saturday. So I said, you know, make sure you give me the time you're coming over, number one, so I can put on pants. And number two, so that I can hit pause, you know, because knowing our luck, we're going to have a shitty hot day today, and then it's going to be raining this weekend.
I didn't know anything about this show, but I saw Ronald Moore.
Yep.
And he was involved in the Galactica reboot.
Right.
Which I love. It's fantastic. He was also involved in Star Trek, I believe. Maybe Deep Space Nine, one of those, Next Generation, one of those series. So he's got a good lineage of sci-fi writing and directing and guiding a show. So yeah, I can see why you would like it.
Excuse me. Yeah, I can't wait. And this is kind of set in 1969, and the Russians were the first ones to put somebody on the moon. So your opening is, you know, the hammer and sickle being, you know, planted into the moon's surface. So it's kind of like Marvel's What If. Well, yeah. this is Apple's What If. And we're 3 seasons into it now, and it's like, holy moly. It's,
wasn't The Last Castle something like this?
The what?
The Last Castle.
Not ringing a bell.
It was a TV show not that long ago. My son watched it. I think it had something like, what if the Nazis had won World War II?
Oh, shit. The Last Castle.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, are you talking about the movie?
No, I'm talking about the series.
Oh.
The series.
Yeah, I don't know. And all I found was the movie.
Maybe I'm way off. When I pull things off the top of my head, sometimes I get confused. But, yeah, regardless, whatever show I'm thinking of.
whatever it was.
The Nazis had won World War II.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So it's a take like that. What if Russia had won the space race?
Yes.
Or at least initially made it to the moon before we did. Then how did that happen? And what was our response? So I could see all the avenues you could take a show like that. I could see it.
Well, I can see that with any, like, you could just do a ton of shows on different things that have happened during the course of history. What if JFK had never been shot?
Right.
You know, what if we never interfered with, or interfered, maybe that's a bad word, but what if we never went to Vietnam? You know, I don't know. I think I'd kind of like to see some movies, and we start getting this new way of doing movies of picking up things like that, of what ifs, you know, what if this happened, what if this did not happen, you know?
I think that's more interesting to look at a show or a movie like that, as opposed to just rebooting something tired and old and
right.
That, and then not do it right. I don't need to see another TV show that's being remade for a new generation. Give me something different. Give me something like What If Kennedy Hadn't Been Assassinated?
Right.
Or if we didn't go into Vietnam. And what do we do? Does communism spread into Cambodia or whatever? And what's our response?
Go
I,
take
I think,
this
dramatically. You could run.
Sure. Take this into music. Take it all the way. What if Cliff Burton never died? What if?
Right.
You know, Def Leppard drummer never lost his arm. You know, I mean, those are like little things, but I mean, think about it.
You know, and that's interesting. If you think about Rick Allen, the drummer for Def Leppard, let's say he didn't lose his arm. Because one of the things I think that helped keep that band together, not that they were falling apart, but they had issues, a lot of drinking, just a lot of drama going on. One of the things that kept them going, I think, was keeping it going so that Rick could be a part of it. When they finally got to the point, you got to remember, how long did it take to get Hysteria out?
Sure.
Well, several years, because they were trying to get him convinced that he could do it. They had to find the right drum kit for him to do it. And then they had to record the record. And what if that didn't happen? You know,
exactly.
What if that didn't happen? Would they still be together? Would we see a band just fall apart and we never even get to Hysteria?
Yeah. What if Bobby Ewing never woke up?
Exactly.
What if Hoobastank never went missing?
What happened to Hoobastank?
See, it's almost like we went full circle. That's so weird. I do want to give another shout out, as always, to Bad Company Barbecue. Check them out. We mention them every episode, 11 episodes in, and we've mentioned them for every single one. I actually talked to Jason just this past week, and he is very thankful for everybody who listens or who buys from his company. He did tell me that nobody has used our promo code yet, so I'm going to put this back out there. If you go to badcompanybbq.com, that's badcompanybbq.com, and you go and you want to buy some seasoning or stickers, both of which are badass from Bad Company Barbecue, use the promo code THEWEEKLYPOUR. It's THEWEEKLYPOUR, all three freaking words smashed together without a space, very grammatically incorrect. The Weekly Pour, use that as your promo code. You'll get 10% off seasonings and stickers. guys, the seasonings aren't that expensive anyway. And remember that all the proceeds that Jason gets from this stuff goes to charity. Veteran-owned company. I just got some of the most recent releases delivered the other day. They are phenomenal.
And didn't you put them on the Instagram page?
I did. I'm glad you brought that up. I did. I put some pictures up on our Instagram, which reminds me to tell you to please go see us on the Instagram, become our friends. We're the Weekly Pour Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. Be our friend. Like us. Like our pictures. Share our shit. We don't have to worry about talking about Huba Steak again, but definitely go check out Bad Company Barbecue. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram, the interwebs. Go check them out. And don't forget that promo code, The Weekly Pour. We, at the top of this program, had some voices from our local peeps who have decided to just send us via email who they are, where they're from, and tell us that, you know, they're listening to TBT and Ace and the Weekly Pour podcast. We cannot thank you guys enough for that. If you want to be featured and have your stuff on there, please send us an audio recording. You can do it on your little smartphone. And then send it to us. Email it to us at theweeklypourpodcast@gmail.com. Theweeklypourpodcast@gmail.com. Get those to us. We will kick off the episode with, if we have 3 or 4, we'll do 3 or 4. If we have 5 or 12, we'll do all 12. We'll do an hour's worth of those, and then we'll show our faces, we'll wave, and then we'll jump off. But get in there. Send us your stuff. We love hearing from you guys. I know that Ace and I both are sending out some invites to different people because we're trying to get some very special guests to come on the podcast. Not necessarily who you would expect, but maybe some obscure guests. You know, maybe some guests from bands that you just never thought, oh my gosh, I forgot they were still around, or I didn't know they had 15 albums out. Let's get to know them. Or maybe like people off of TikTok that I know a lot of people are familiar with. We're trying.
Shockingly.
Exactly. We're trying to get these people
shock me.
Because we want to give them some exposure. They help us. We help them. You know, it's that whole thing. So we want to hear from you guys. If you guys have somebody that you think we should interview or have as a special guest, tell us. If you've got connections, get those to us. Your help is going to help us. We don't want to have a boring show, and it's not going to be boring if you're the ones that are, well, it might be boring if you get us somebody boring. But, you know, we want you guys to give your input. Tell us who you want to hear. We're working on some things. Obviously, we're still early, but we're working on it, and bear with us, because I think when we get these guys to finally commit, you listeners are going to be like, holy crap, they pulled this off? Because right now we're sitting there going, holy crap, are we going to pull this off? Yeah, it's definitely worth it. We appreciate you guys listening. Don't forget to email us at theweeklypourpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our non-sponsor sponsor, badcompanybbq.com, badcompanybbq.com. Ace, that's all I've got. I don't have much more, I don't have anything. I'm done. I'm going to let you, take us out of here.
Well, my correction, The Man in the High Castle is the TV show I was trying to reference.
So close.
And couldn't think of. But I said castle, so.
You did.
I was close.
It wasn't the dark
I'd castle. Like to just, no. I'd like to just mention Music and More Records. Hopefully I will be actually in the store next week, doing the podcast from the store. That's my hope.
How did I not know this? Yet.
I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I'll ruin the surprise by telling you and let you down if it doesn't happen. So I got to get it done.
Okay.
I think, I'm going to do it from, Music and More Records in New Hartford, New York. I will be there. I know I'll be there next week. We're going to be visiting some friends up in the area. So that's my plan anyway.
Okay, so What town in New York?
New Hartford, New York.
New Hartford, New York. Pay attention to our Instagram page. If Ace is going to be able to pull this off, we will put on the Instagram page that he will be there. I challenge you, if you are in that area, to go by and see Ace and at least get him to let you say hi on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, so you're challenged. Right
next to me.
Exactly. You're challenged to go and I don't care if you use your real name, your fake name, whatever name is not on the warrant, just go talk to Ace, especially if he's going to be out like that, because I think that's pretty badass. Yeah, and Music and More Records. Gosh, I can't wait. I hope you are able to get our friend to at least wave and say hi to us as well.
Yeah, I will, as long as she's got time in between her customers and mingling and whatever. And I don't take up too much space in the corner she's going to stick me in.
Sure.
But that's my plan. I'll be up there next week. We'll see how it goes.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to it. We'll keep you guys updated on Instagram. Again, find us there. Look us up on YouTube. You guys will see the video portion of the podcast on YouTube. The audio is what you'll find on Apple and wherever your podcasts are listened to. So check us out. We will be back in one way or another next week. Either I'll be here in the normal studio and Ace will be somewhere. Hopefully at the record store at Music and More Records. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.